So go ahead and find the meditation posture. So sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Then noticing how the body just settles in naturally. And roll the shoulders back and down, just gently. No need for strain. The chest comes up and out just a bit. Little bit of an arc in the low back. Now go ahead and take a really deep breath in. And now retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale, extending the length of the exhale. Now once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. Once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. Extending the length of the exhale. Good. Okay, good. Now, bring to mind some sort of, we'll call it neurotic behavior that keeps playing out in your life over and over. Likely, this behavior could be understood as an avoidance mode, or a overcompensation mode where you kind of like are a little bit almost too active, too controlling, maybe even aggressive. Or like a kind of excessive resignation. Like a surrender mode. Go ahead and pick one of your modes and now see it play out in your life. So here you're visualizing it. Okay. All right. So just seeing this clearly. So now, bring to mind, or rather notice, what is it like in the mind? What is my psychology like when this has taken me over? Notice that. What kind of thoughts come up? What kind of emotions come up? Now, notice what the body feels like when this mode has kind of possessed you, when it's taken you over. Go ahead and notice that now. Right, really noticing what the body feels like. Also, see if you can name this mode. What name would you give this way of being? By naming it, it kind of helps you keep a handle, rather get a handle on the mode. Now, this is quite interesting. What is it? What situations put you into this mode? Elicit this mode out of you. Notice that. Really seeing that clearly. Now also notice this. This is quite interesting. Notice when you get into this mode, other modes arise. So like if you get into this mode that you've mapped out here, then there are other kind of neurotic behaviors that arise, both in you, and this is very interesting, in others. Notice all of this. And really see how this does have an impact on you, does have an impact on your world and on others around you. Seeing all of this clearly. Okay. And now, because this is a very interesting exercise, we're going to find the schema, the kind of negative belief or negative prediction about self, other, and world that underlies this mode and makes it necessary. So, okay, go ahead and envision yourself acting out the mode again. There you are, acting it out. Now, what is your belief about self, other, and world in the moment that you're acting it out? So this is your schema. This is what underlies the mode. Notice that. Really seeing this clearly. This is the belief that makes my behavior emotionally necessary. Notice that. And now we're going to look at something else very, very interesting. Notice how by acting out this mode, that it actually reinforces this negative belief about self, other, and world. Notice that now. It's really quite interesting. Notice how also the mode reinforces other negative beliefs, negative expectations about self, other, and world. Really notice this. This is very, very interesting. Now, don't feel bad about any of this. Here we're studying the emotional mind. We're studying it together in order to heal it. So get the sense that you're doing good work. Don't feel bad about yourself. Good. Good. Now, bring up your mode again. So see yourself acting out your mode, your kind of negative, repetitive, neurotic behavior. And now, what are the effects of being in this mode on your work life? How is your work life affected? Now let's move on to your social life. So by acting out your mode, how is your social life affected? Seeing all of this clearly, no judgment. Just investigation. One more time. So when you're acting out your mode, it obviously has an impact on your social life. What is that impact? See that clearly now. That's right. Keep going. And now, what is the impact? What are the effects that being in this mode have on your intrapersonal life, so your internal psychological life? Go ahead and notice this. That's right. Keep going. Good. And now lastly, being in this mode, what impact does it have on your personal explorations? So what impact does it have on you going after the things that you really find interesting in life? Noticing this clearly. Okay. Now we've been looking at mostly how this mode has impacted us negatively. And that is very important to do. However, it's important to be fair-minded. It's important to see the ways that this mode has benefited us. And we wouldn't keep repeating the mode if it didn't bring about some sort of benefit to us. So now, in a fair-minded way, look at how this mode has helped you. Go ahead and notice that. And as you're noticing the benefits, notice how there really is a logic to the emotional mind. There really are reasons why you act out this mode. And bring sincere understanding and even gratitude towards yourself. Now, seeing all of this, and now this is a very helpful exercise, this next one. What is the even greater suffering that would happen if you were to not act out this mode? So what is the bad thing that part of you is afraid would happen if you didn't act out this mode? Go ahead and just notice this, and then stay in the body as you notice this. And as you see this, once again, see how your mode is really of great service to you. It does help you. Okay. Okay, good, good. Now, bring up a scene where you're acting out the mode once again. And now ask yourself, how do I view myself, others, and the world as I'm acting out this mode? The answer to this question will give you the schema, the belief that makes the mode necessary. I'll repeat the instructions. How is it that you view self, other, and world when you're acting out this schema? I'm sorry, acting out this mode. Okay, good. So now, bring your focus on the schema or the belief that you identified. And now make a verbalization that really helps you capture the schema. So it's like, oh, I'm not good enough, or oh, others will abandon me, or oh, others will abuse me, or oh, I don't fit in. It'll be something along those lines. Go ahead and really feel into this belief or schema. Now, this is an important point. This is an emotional learning. You picked this up somewhere. You learned this. Now we're going to find where you learned this, and we're going to have an emotionally corrective experience. So now, float back, probably to childhood, but possibly to adolescence or adulthood, and find a scene or a memory that reinforced this negative belief about self, other, and world. Also, it's okay if this is a composite or amalgamated memory. It doesn't have to be an actual memory. But go ahead and find that memory now. Okay, so notice where you are. Notice how old you are. Notice who you're with. Now, especially notice the thoughts, the emotions, and the body sensations. Likely it's not very pleasant. Likely this is pretty upsetting. Now, this is very important. Notice how this reinforced a negative emotional learning. This taught you or reinforced something negative about life. Really just see that clearly now. And make space for grief. And now, imagine that you float up onto a timeline from that moment in the past, and then you float forward on that timeline towards the present. But now notice how there are lots of incidents, lots of moments throughout all the days of your life where this negative emotional learning had an impact on you. Go ahead and see that now, reviewing each instant, or rather each instance of how this emotional learning impacted you. Here we're seeing cause and effect. And see how this really did hurt. This really did cause damage. And allow for grief. Take another moment with that. Good. And now float back to that scene. that scene that you learned or had that negative learning reinforced. So there you are again. Notice the emotions, notice the thoughts, and really notice the body tensions. And now the perfect nurturers come into the scene, and now they remove you from the scene, and they take you somewhere totally safe. Now you're with them, you're totally safe. And they totally get it. I see what you've been through. And they're sorry for these difficult experiences you've had. And now, go ahead and give voice to whatever feels most unfinished about this old negative scene. And the perfect nurturers will listen to you attentively, sweetly, and they will comfort you physically as well. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep giving voice to whatever feels most unfinished about this old situation, about this old negative learning. The perfect nurturers are so attentive. They just want to understand. And they soothe you in just the right way. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep going. That's right. Keep developing the scene. Now, one more time, give voice to whatever feels most unfinished about this. They're going to listen to you really attentively, really sweetly. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Good. And now, perfect nurturers tell you just the thing that you need to hear. Now you're really receptive, so you can really take it in. So they go ahead and tell you that now. Develop that scene. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep going. Okay. Good. Now really take this in. Notice how the perfect nurturers have treated you. Notice how they completely accepted you. How they delighted in you. This is very important. Notice how they were so happy to soothe you. Notice, and this is so important, you are a delight to them. And now also notice how you really have been kind of, you've been through a lot here, been lots of ups and downs. Notice how the perfect nurturers came in and rescued you. Then you were upset. They attuned to you. They soothed you. And they really helped you out. They said this thing to you that was so helpful. And now all of this reinforces this deep sense of belonging. You're so deeply connected with these perfect nurturers. Now really feel into that. That's right. Okay, good. Now, float back to before, just before this old scene ever happened, this old negative scene that you identified. Now we're going to redo the scene, but we're going to do it in such a way that it all goes really well. The perfect nurturers can be with you. Others can be with you. And what will be reinforced is the positive opposite of the old negative learning, of the old negative schema. So for example, if the old negative schema was shame and defectiveness, then you will be deeply accepted, deeply kind of rejoiced in, delighted in, etc. Okay, so go ahead and develop the scene, except for now you redo the scene, and then something really good happens that reinforces the positive opposite. Go ahead and develop the scene now. That's right. Keep going. Keep going. That's right. Really feeling into all of this, making sure that you have a lived experience that's felt in the body. Now keep going. That's right. Also, notice how you're so receptive to this new positive experience. You're so open to it. It touches you deeply. Really feel into that now. That's right. Now keep going. Keep going. And now notice this quality of levity, ease, openness, almost even like bounciness. Feel into how this kind of childlike wonder is reestablished. Feel like life is your oyster. Really feeling into that now. And now make a deep impression of this. And now you're back with the perfect nurturers. And now we're going to do an exercise that helps with emotional memory reconsolidation. So see if you can hold the negative belief and this new positive belief in the mind at the same time, or you can kind of switch between the old negative and the new positive, kind of back and forth and back and forth. See if you can hold both beliefs either in the mind at the same time or to switch back and forth. This helps with memory reconsolidation. Go ahead and do this now. That's right, keep going. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep going. Keep going. Now only feel into the new positive belief. Really feel into that. Now make the feelings even more intense. Make the new positive belief even more intense. And now see your real adult life unfolding before you. But now everything is informed by this new positive belief and all these positive feelings. First off, see how you connect with others so much easier. There's this quality of fluency, ease, openness, actually love. See how you understand others, you connect with them. and that they understand you and you feel totally seen and known. Feel into that now. And now feel into this quality of mutual delight. You delight in others, and others delight in you. Really feel this in the body. Hey, good, good. And make a deep impression of this. I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.